Olinda presents this unabridged recording of
Dust Child, a novel. Written by Nguyễn Phan Quế Mai. Read by Quyên Ngô. Child of the Enemy, Ho Chi Minh City, 2016. Life is a boat. Sister Nhã, the Catholic nun who had raised Phong, once told him, when you depart from your first anchor, your mother's womb, you will be pulled away by unexpected currents. If you can fill your boat with enough hope, enough self-belief, enough compassion, and enough curiosity, you will be ready to weather all the storms of life. As Phong sat waiting at the American consulate, he felt the weight of hope in his hands, his visa application, and those of his wife, Min, his son, Thai, and his daughter, Yim. Around him, many Vietnamese were waiting in chairs or in lines for their turn to speak with one of the visa officers who sat at counters behind glass windows. Some Vietnamese cast curious glances toward Phong, and he felt the heat of their eyes. "Half-breed," he imagined them whispering. Throughout his life, he had been called the dust of life, bastard, Black American imperialist, child of the enemy. These labels had been flung at him when he was younger with such ferocity that they had burrowed deep within him, refusing to let go. When he was a child living in the Lâm Đồng New Economic Zone with Sister Nhã, he once filled a large bucket with water and soap, climbed inside, and rubbed his skin with a sponge gourd to scrub the black off it. He was bleeding by the time Sister Nhã found him. He wondered why he had to be born an Amerasian.
"Don't worry. Be confident and you'll do well, An,"
Min whispered, reaching for him, the calluses on her palm brushing against his arm. Phong nodded, smiled nervously, and took his wife's hand into his. This hand had cooked for him, washed his clothes, and helped to mend the broken patches of his life. This hand had held him and his children, danced with them, yielded new seasons on their rice field. He loved this hand and its calluses as he did every part of Bin. He had to fulfill his promise to bring Bin to America, away from the rubbish dumps where she worked, collecting plastic, paper, and metals. Sitting next to Bin, Thai and Yim waved at him. At 14 and 12 years old, they were nearly as tall as their mother. They'd both inherited Bin's large eyes and her radiant smile. Their skin color and curly hair had come from him.
"Remember that you are beautiful,"
he'd told them as they got ready for the five-hour bus ride here. He'd often said that to them, knowing how they were often looked at with disdain by the Vietnamese, who almost always preferred fair skin.